Welcome to today's daily teaching and this week's instalment of Simplistic Sundays, where I aim to give you a small teaching to help you prepare for the week ahead. So as we spent the whole of last week trying to focus on how to get rid of stress, wash it away and cleanse ourselves of it, and you did great work by the way on that, I thought it'd be really good to put more positive focus on the week ahead. So generally I talk about gratitude and, you know, have a daily gratitude journal, or sometimes we can do gratitude once a week, whenever it is, but it's that idea and that art of gratitude of offering up thanks for good things in our life. But what I wanted to do is twist it around a little bit for this week's teaching of Simplistic Sunday. I want you to offer gratitude for what's about to happen in your week. So I'll just explain this. A couple of years ago, I started doing a receiving journal in my gratitude journal. So every night I would write down 5 things I was grateful for, and I would write down 5 things that I was looking forward to receiving that week. So for example, I'd say I'm looking forward to receiving new clients. I'm looking forward to receiving a really easy, stress-free week. I'm looking forward to receiving the phone call and something I was waiting on news about. I'm really looking forward to receiving standing on the scales and being down 2 pounds, whatever it was. And every night I used to do that for the next day. And I kind of didn't think about it. And then this is about 5 years ago, I started this process. And I remember I was getting ready for my wedding. So there was loads going on. Work was particularly taking off for me at that time. I was preparing for the wedding. So about 2 weeks before the wedding, I did this all over the summer. My wedding was in September. I sat down and I said, God, I must look through that receiving list. And some stuff I wrote was pretty out there. Like it was, I'd say it today for tomorrow, knowing full well it wouldn't happen. What's really interesting is, and I'm not making this up, about 95% of the stuff on my receiving list had actually come to pass, and some of those really big opportunities had shown up. They didn't show up the next day after I wrote the list. They might have shown up a week later or a couple of weeks later, but it showed up. So what I would like you to do today, and you can do this in your head, do it on the memo on your phone, want this to be quick and easy, or get a journal or a little notebook and stick it in your bag, and write down 5 things you're grateful for from the past week and 5 things you're looking forward to receiving this week. And be really creative with it and don't limit yourself with it. And actually just go about, forget about it, and you can look back at it at the end of the next week and see, did anything come to pass for you? But it actually puts you in a place of expectation. So you're like, well, I wrote about that. When we're offering gratitude, it's happened. Thank you for the wonderful day. Thank you for the sun today. Thank you for my family. It's there, it's present, it's happened. But when you're talking about receiving, it's yet to come in. And it puts you in a place of excitement. God, I wonder, will it happen? And you're thinking about it happening, and then you're positive about it happening because you're looking forward to something. Think about when you book a holiday and you put your deposit down, for example, and you know you have to pay it off in a couple of months. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about getting to the place, being by the pool or doing the sightseeing or the traveling, and that's where your focus is at, and that's what you're thinking the whole way through. And you're nearly visualizing yourself being there. Oh God, I can't wait to get on my holidays. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be at the pool. I'm going to drink. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go and sit all day and not do anything. You see it. So this is exactly what I'm trying to get you to do this week. What are you going to receive this week that is going to be fantastic? I look forward to hearing next week how you get on with this, and do let me know how you found the exercise. So I wish you a great day, and I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.